Hi there and happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, April 22nd, and it was announced on the World Wide Web today that at the end of this month, my 28 and a half year business relationship with Diamond Comic Distributors is coming to an end. So I started to think about what that meant, and I started to think back to when I first started at Diamond, and you know, we didn't even have the World Wide Web when I first started working there. In fact, we didn't even have email until like 1992 or 93. And when we got email, I was inspired to write this song. And I'm not gonna say this song is a true story. I'm gonna say this song has references to real places and real people in it. It's called Electronic Mail.
Well, I was broken down in Plattsburgh without a dollar in my pants. She was sitting in the diner, willing to take a chance. I was scamming hard for breakfast. She was tugging at her dress. I wasn't willing to admit it, but my life was still a mess. She looked like a librarian I'd met when I was 12. She smelled just like an Arabian princess, that's how she smelled. She put her small computer between her coffee and my paper. I asked what she was working on, perhaps another junk bond caper. She said, I've been running fast to keep my ass from landing down in jail. And I'll let you ride my information superhighway if you'll only be my electronic mail. And I said, how much mail could an email mail if an email could mail mail? This computer screen is getting more obscene with the down end of my ale. It's plain to see that you can't be free, oh, and the world's in your backyard. It's a crying shame how nothing stays the same when the dealer throws his card. No matter how I try, I can't deny that privacy's for sale. On the toll booth, on that information superhighway, when you're forced to be an electronic mail. And so we moved on to her hotel with all of its terminals and wires, a place where anyone can get anything that one desires, providing that your password is in her system in its place. And you're moving from an upper to a slightly lower case. Yeah, her multiplexer's lights were like a Christmas tree at night. Her fax machine kept spitting green reports in black and white. By the time I found her T1 line, I'd almost lost my mind. You see, I'm just a lonesome comic geek, not Mr. 2099. She said she had a quick proposal at her disposal to unveil. She'd let me write her information superhighway if I'd only be her electronic mail. And I said, how much mail could an email mail with an email could mail mail? This computer screen is getting more obscene, oh, with the down end of my ale. It's plain to see that you can't be free when the world's in your backyard. And it's a crying shame how nothing stays the same when the dealer throws his card. No matter how I try, I can't deny that privacy's for sale. On the toll booth, on that information superhighway, when you're forced to be an electronic mail. She said, I'll let you ride my information superhighway if you'll only be my electronic mail.
Have a great week, everybody.